With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Rumors of immigration raids coming to cities in Northern California have put immigrant communities on edge and a group of local volunteers on standby. As KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports, they've been training to respond to ICE raids.
When Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents arrest undocumented immigrants, the raids can happen quickly and early in the morning. Adriana Melgoza is ready for that. At her apartment in Castroville, she has her Go kit neatly stacked on the kitchen counter. It includes a spare cell phone for taking videos and pictures, a notebook, and a pen.
So I make sure that it's always in a place where it's accessible and I'm not looking for it.
Melgoza is a member of the Monterey County Rapid Response Network. It's a group of about 150 locals who are trained to observe and document ICE raids. Their goal is to act as eyewitnesses and not intervene. The rapid responders will pass along their notes to lawyers representing those facing deportation. The information could be useful in a legal defense. They also help any family members left behind, like children who may have witnessed the raid.
So we try to connect them to resources, local resources. Many of these children are citizens, and so they have the right to access all these services, yet when they are left behind, there's no one to tell them, here is where you can go.
There are similar rapid response networks all throughout Northern California, including in Santa Cruz County. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.